Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of CivCast. I am your host, Kyle, and this is a pretty special episode for us. We just had Sid Meier's Civilization VI release. This is Saturday, October 22nd, so we're just an official day after the release of the game. It was a blast. I'm addicted. And unfortunately, Mike could not join us for this episode. So one of our friends over at the Civ Wiki, Yannick, stopped by to join us and chat for this episode. Hi, Yannick. How are you doing?
Hey, Kyle. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
And really enjoying the game so far.
Excellent. I want to jump into that. And you're a fun voice to have on this show because it's just been Mike and I thus far. So cool to have another awesome Civ community member joining us. And I'll have some questions for you about the Civ Wiki later because I want to learn more about what's happening under the hood there. But yeah, first off, technically the game launched my time. That was 9 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, the 20th. So I got a lot of time in the game thus far. But do you want to maybe tell me, did you get a chance to play any of the press builds before this?
Not this time around. I did for Civilization...
Beyond Earth?
Yeah, for Beyond Earth. But not this time around, though.
Okay, cool,
so
cool.
So I only got the game pretty late.
So yeah, you just got into it with us then, basically.
Yeah.
So first question for you then. What was the first game you set up? So, like, what was the first leader you played? Do you know any of the specifics for the settings you did? Just curious to hear what other players were doing.
Mm-hmm. So, I just did my usual setup from Civ 5. So, I started an Emperor game mm-hmm. with a random player at standard speed. I usually play on quick, but I wanted to try standard this time around. Mm-hmm. And I rolled Gorgo. And then I quickly got overwhelmed by barbarians.
Yeah, the barbarian waves. I saw them in the Let's Plays, and I knew what to look out for. But that's a whole different thing. When you get into the game and those waves start coming after you, look out. There are times when my city was explored by, like, four barbarian scouts at once, and I was like, Oh, by the way, I only started playing on King, so I didn't even go for Emperor. You guys are up there doing your thing. I was like, I'm super casual. I'm playing King, and I still got overwhelmed by these barbarian hordes that just come out of nowhere. So it definitely changes up the strategy. For me, I did, like I've been telling people on the podcast for weeks, I was saying I was going to play as England, which maybe is a bit of a harder first Civ, because they don't really have any buffs in the early game as compared to like things like China that can rush wonders and things like that, but I played as England, went in on, I think, a quick game. I traditionally do standard, but I wanted to do quick to make it a little more fast-paced. I knew that I'd screw up the placement of a bunch of districts and stuff, so I was making sure I was doing it in quick pace. Let's see, what else? So England, King difficulty, and I was getting my ass handed to me, so finally I was just kept re-rolling some games here and there for fun, nothing too serious, and got into some that I started to kick butt. And I'll talk about this a little later in the show, but my friend and I did our first multiplayer game last night. Have you done anything multiplayer related, Yannick?
Not yet. I'm really hoping to get into some soon. It's really the heart of the game to me.
It's kind of what keeps it going. Without that, I would find it to be a little bit bland for my taste, but I love to get in there with my friends and put all of our skills to the test. So one of these days, I know Mike and I were talking about doing a CivCast battle royale thing with some of our listeners and stuff. So that might be a fun time to have you and some other people from the Civilization Wiki come on, and we could all duke it out.
Right, I'd love to join if that's the case, because the AI is, I don't know, much more interesting to play this time around, but it's still an AI. It still does weird things for odd reasons, and it's really not all that fun to play against.
Yeah, so do you want to talk, maybe, do you have any thoughts between this AI versus Civ 5, if you think that one had strengths over the other, or are you kind of bored with both, or where do you stand?
I think the AI pretty much did not change as far as its planning and behavior. Mm-hmm. Capabilities, so it still places cities in odd places. It still places weird priorities on what it does with its units. I've seen a warrior just sit by a Gudiat. I think they're called tribal villages now.
Yep.
For like 10 turns, never picking it up. So they have some misplaced priorities. And I mean, they're still going to go all the way around the cities to place a city there. The one thing I'm really impressed about the AI in Civ 6 is with the new diplomacy system and espionage and diplomacy, and the way you can really just see clearly what their motivations are. I'm really liking this because it's making it pretty clear why the AI likes you or doesn't. And also the hidden agendas.
Yes. Oh, it's proving so much fun. I'm enjoying the diplomacy system, like you said. I have seen a couple of those weird quirks. I was just, before we got on here, I was playing a game where Gandhi was settled next to me, and he kept sending settler units trying to settle this coast, but there was a barbarian encampment between his nearest city and the coast. So this distance he's trying to travel, he kept sending settlers, escorted ones too, I think, and they would just get absorbed by the barbarian encampment. So I would just go down there every couple turns and take away. I think I got two or three free settlers via like barbarian proxy. I would just go reclaim the unit for myself. I was like, okay, Gandhi, finally he goes. And I think he clears it out because I didn't do it. But I was like, okay, that's, you know, three or four attempts later and he's still doing the same thing. But
wait, so did you get the settler unit back?
Let's see, I don't think he reclaimed any of them. I reclaimed like three of his for myself, which I was able to then send out and settle other continents. But for him, he just kept spamming the same settler again and again and again. So,
oh, that's interesting, because in Civ 5, if you were to capture a settler, it would just turn into a worker.
Oh, yeah, in this one, sorry. Yeah, in this one, you actually get to keep the settler. It's just yours, so you can resettle him wherever you want. But yeah, that's a good point. I kind of forgot. In Civ 5, your worker, anything, or I'm sorry, if you'd capture a barbarian settler per se, they would just turn into a worker. And this one, you're actually getting the original unit. But there is no option to return it. Like, if you wanted to give it back to Gandhi for better diplomacy, it doesn't seem to be an option thus far. So that's something.
You can probably just walk the unit back into that territory and give it to them.
Maybe that's good point, huh? Yeah, I guess I was thinking like in Civ 5, how you had that prompt when you got it. It would say like, you can return this for some, you know, city-state influence or something. But maybe you're right. Yeah, you probably have to do that. Just hand it over and gift it. Didn't even get to that point yet.
Right, but there's no reason to think they would even be thankful for it. We'll have to do some testing.
Right, exactly. There's so many things I'm curious about. Have you done anything? Have you experienced spies yet in the game?
Barely. So I pretty much neglected spies for the longest time in the games I've played, because there's just so many systems in the game this time around. You can't. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard to get around to exploring all of them in a single game.
As far
as spies go, I only use them for counter spying so far. I know you can use them for making different types of espionage missions, depending on which district you send them to. And it seems like espionage is really related to your district placement. Makes it even all that much more important.
Yeah, the first time in Civ 6, I played with spies last night when I noticed that it kept saying that my neighboring city-state was stealing, or city-state, my neighboring country was stealing like 500 gold or something like that every couple turns. And I was like, okay, I really need to go in there and learn this mechanic. Like you were just saying, there's so many. I haven't even really started to play the religion game. I've barely done anything with like theater districts. I have done nothing with museums so far. I mean, there's huge like patches or portions of the game that I haven't even touched in 24 hours plus trying to play it, but I don't know.
Did you actually get to finish a game?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Oh, no, me neither.
So that's so fun. This is what I love about Civ. It keeps you going. Like, you can just keep re-rolling. You can keep trying different strategies and, you know, play it out however you want. Have you watched any Let's Plays that have come out since the game or anything like that? Any streams?
Not yet. Could have, and a lot of the streamers I used to watch a lot of Civ 5 gameplay from have put out videos, but I kind of wanted to get the experience first and for myself.
Well, that's a great question. So, like with what you just said, did you do like any of the Let's Plays from, you know, the time that the press builds came out to any of the stuff like a couple weeks back? Did you do any of that, or did you avoid it pretty hardcore?
I watched the some of the official streams, some of the official videos, but pretty much every community-created Let's Play I skipped so far.
See, that's interesting. I was worried that I was going to maybe spoil it for myself a bit. Like, doing the podcast here, I was trying to stay in the loop to keep on top of the latest news, so I felt like I had to be watching these videos, and I was slightly worried that I was going to be spoiling the game for myself, that I'd get in there and I'd know too much, you know, I wouldn't have that fresh new feel. But I was really pleasantly surprised that, having watched all the official streams from Firaxis and having watched a couple Let's Plays, not even to completion, but having watched like a Roomba's and Quill's videos, I didn't feel like anything really got spoiled for me. It all felt fresh and new. It all felt really unique. And like I said, I'm addicted. I could just go play like another 12 hours right now.
So is there anything that really shocked you the first time you saw it and that made you say, wow, this game is amazing?
Let's see. That's a good one. I predicted that I would really like the new civics things, where you're actually the civics and the governments that accompany it. Mm-hmm. And I was right. I really am a huge fan of that, like putting in the different policies every couple turns. That's really fun to me. That keeps me trying to like making sure my empire's all moving in the same direction. Like, if I'm going to put in a card that benefits builders, I better be building builders and using them actively during that time instead of like letting loose ends go in different directions. I like that, you know, it's a challenge to keep everything organized and stuff like that. So that's proved really fun. I've also really loved exploring the new wonders in the game. I am in love with the Venetian Arsenal wonder that goes out in the a coastal tile. It's out in a coastal tile, and it needs to be next to your industrial district. And you get to build, or any naval unit you build in that city, you get a duplicate copy of, which is amazing. Oh my gosh, that sort of stuff, I'm just loving. Just can't get enough of it. Was there anything that struck you like that, or what's your favorite thing so far?
The first thing that really struck me was something really, really simple. On turn 2 or 3, I met a unit from a city-state, which revealed a city-state in the Fog of War. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that city-state in with the Fog of War with the hand-drawn, handmade look of an old antique map, it just looks so beautiful. I was pretty taken aback by it. Didn't expect it to look that good, but it really does.
It really does. The hand-drawn map, I think zooming far into your cities is pretty cool. I need to, you know what I should do is I need to screen cap some cities that I like to like set as like wallpaper or something like that. Some of those Wonder View videos, they just look great, like showing you like a 360 of your city. Like you said, the hand-drawn map's really pretty. I am having a little bit of an issue where I'm sure this will go away as I get used to it, but I'm feeling it sometimes the map is almost fighting for my attention in ways, like where the clouds didn't to me in Civ 5. Hmm. But that's just an aesthetic thing that I'm sure I will get used to. I just am having that wave of overwhelmed at the moment.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole game is just beautiful, especially the natural wonders.
Yes, they are. I love the leaders when they come and talk to you. I think that stuff's really, really cool. My friend pointed out last night when we were playing, he was like, oh my gosh, the leader of China looks so cool. And I was like, I know, they did a really good job on some of all the graphics in the game. Very happy with it.
And I think the beauty expands really past just the UI, past what's present in the game world. Just even the way the gameplay systems work, I think it's quite elegant. Meeting a city state means that you get to send an invite to them. That's why it's revealed. Roles just grow naturally as a result of trade between nations. So when you visit a continent that's populated by AI, it's got all this network of roles that you can discover, because it's like, I don't know, a completely different realm that develops separately.
Yeah, I'm very. This is the first game of Civ that I actually played or paid attention to continents for. I guess there was that way to tell in Civ 5 based on the look of certain tiles that you knew you'd be on a different continent. But I think that this is one of the first games that I've played of Civ that actually made the continents an active part of the game, where like France gets a continent from fighting on their home territory with their Garde Imperiale. I think America gets a bonus for fighting on home continent, and England gets a bonus to their redcoats on foreign continents. So this is one of the first times I'm actually paying attention to it. Love that they went so far as to put the little continent lens in there so you can tell. I'm kind of wishing that there were more continents at the moment. I'm having a hard time in the early games settling on a different continent that's not the home country, but I'm sure I will nail down a system for that eventually. Anything else maybe you want to talk about on Civ 6 before we go over? And I want to talk to you a bit more about Civilization Wiki while I have you here. Any lasting thoughts? Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, it's just about the lenses.
Yeah.
I'm really loving the lenses. I'm really loving the amount of information the game is just giving to you and every single screen. It's not all there. Some things are missing. Like, for instance, you can't see which tile your city is going to expand to next. That's gone. And hopefully it's going to be coming back soon. But otherwise, just every screen is just so full of information, and the lenses just give you a completely different perspective on the game.
It really does. You're right. I do miss that one, knowing where you're going to expand next. I noticed that was missing. I do miss it because I'm afraid that I'm going to buy up that tile, and I am really finding it a struggle to map out my cities. Are you having any luck with that thus far? Like, are you planning things and it's working out for you like the entire game, or are you getting like 100 turns in and saying, oh, I wish I didn't set that district there?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's impossible to know everything before you actually play the game at least once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do a full playthrough to know what the general systems are, and then you can get a better idea. There's many districts that you don't even have access to in the beginning of the game. So unless you read the full Game Civilopedia, the full wiki,
it's impossible. There's just so much. Like, I haven't even gotten to the point of having, airstrips. I haven't, gotten to the nuclear age where we get any of the missile silos. So there's stuff I'm sure I'm going to be really regretting. Have you seen a way, and I'm just asking this because we're here and now, and I'm sure I can look this up on my own, but have you seen a way, are you able to remove a district once you've made it? Are you able to, destroy it and redo it, or is it permanent?
I have not looked for a way to do it, and I also don't believe so. I don't think you can move or remove other districts at all. I'm not even sure you can sell buildings.
Yeah, see, it's one of those things, I've made a lot of dumb decisions where I have just decided, I'm going to plop down a commercial hub here, and then literally, maybe not even a turn later, maybe it's still the same turn I clicked it, I'm like, oh, crap, I meant to put it right over there. I was not thinking. I was moving too quickly. And I'm like, I understand it if it's a mechanic saying, hey, you screwed up, you just got to live with it. I get it. That's fine. But boy, if there is a way to remove those districts, I need to learn how, because I am having, the misclick syndrome, where I just put them all one tile off and then regret it a few turns later.
I'll be honest about the misclicks and say that by default, the game enables every turn autosave, and I really appreciate it. Saves me from a few misclicks.
That's a good point. Yeah, I need to use that more. I set it back to record or to do every two turns. I'm not short on space. I need to tell it to do more of those saves. You're right, though. Have you noticed, how's your stability for the game? On mine, it has been a breeze so far.
Mine as well. The only small issue I've noticed is that sometimes after the game has been up in the background for a long time, maybe, mm-hmm. I'm not really sure why, but the audio will stutter a bit and just have some short breaks in it, and it eventually fixes itself.
I've had an issue where... we're actually exiting the game. The game does not want to close, which is also, it's an agreement with my subconscious. It just won't close. So I have to hit sign out. I can't close the task manager or anything. And then the other thing I noticed was sometimes I think all the time, my Steam overlay is frozen while the game is up. So I can't actually respond to people's chats or anything while the game's happening. I can only click a button or two here or there in the Steam overlay. But I was really nervous. I don't know why I was nervous. I was maybe so excited for this game that I was convinced that, game day, something's going to go wrong. Something's going to need updated and it's not going to play well. Maybe because I've had a couple of these issues in the past. But I was so pleasantly surprised to see that it is running smoothly for me. I feel like the turns take no time at all to load, which was a big issue for me in the past. I noticed that the AI's turn processing would just take forever. I admit I'm not late game yet, and I'm also playing on like a smaller map than I traditionally would. So I know these things are potentially going to change, but for now, they're just looking great. And let's move over for a second to the Civilization Wiki, because we are running a little bit short on time. We're going to keep this episode a bit smaller. I could just rave about Civ all day. But while you're here, I want to make sure all of our listeners are familiar with what you guys do over there, because I'm a huge fan of the Civilization Wiki. I am your definition of a casual player. I play the game for long stretches of time, but I don't commit it to memory. I'm not a min-maxer. In the definition of casual. So I hop over to Civilization Wiki whenever I'm bored, whenever I'm questioning an aspect of the game. And you guys always have such an up-to-date database. And I kind of wanted to ask, how big of an operation do you guys have there? Like, how many people are actively contributing to that wiki?
Not all that many. It really depends. Between the big game releases, we have a core team of, I'd say, 4 to 6 really dedicated admins and editors who just keep the wiki running, add on to things, and polish things a bit. Thankfully, when a big game releases, we get a lot more enthusiastic fans who come in and contribute, some of them a lot more than some of the others. Mm-hmm. So right now, for the Civ 6 section, I say most of that is the work of about 10 people. Of course, the wiki is run entirely by volunteers, entirely by members of the community, and we'd be nothing without the Civ community.
The community here is great, I have to say. You know, when you talk about video games, some of these communities can be tough, to put it nicely. You know, there's always headlines about how abusive gaming communities can be. And having just launched this show in this community, I have to say the feedback has been like overwhelmingly positive. And I can only imagine that like helps out with the wiki to have such like loyal and like generous and nice people on your team. How did you actually end up getting involved in the wiki?
So back in 2012, I think Gods and Kings expansion for Civilization 5 had just come out, and I had been contributing to some of the wikis casually before, and I wanted to check out the Civ wiki, and I saw that it was pretty chaotic at the time, because a lot of information was being removed or changed, was just plain inaccurate. Most of the articles either had a poor picture or just no picture at all. So I thought that there was just a lot of work to do, but some work that I could actually do myself. And I thought I saw smart, so I started editing some pictures and just went from there.
That's really awesome. And to that point, I kept checking back with the Civ Wiki so much during the release of, or you know, the days leading up to Civ 6 here. And I could actually see you guys editing things versus what I just looked at the day before. I think when, you know, just a couple days ago, I saw these beautiful new icons pop up on the site. Like, the technology page looks great that shows all that stuff. Like, there's really some, you can tell people are caring about it. You can tell people are really putting in some hard work to make sure it's a nice finished product. I also saw, and we reshared from our Twitter account today, what was it called? Do you want to be like an excellent leader or something like that? There was this great page.
The Instant Expert.
Yes, the Instant Expert. That's it. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about that one? I thought it was super cool that you guys took the Civ videos and made it into this beautiful page.
It is very cool, but that's actually a contribution from the good people over at Wikia, which is now called Fandom. So they put together the theme we have right now, and as well as this page. And I really like it. It's a really nice way to get a nice overview of everything in Civ 6. So I'm really liking, I'm really glad that people are using it and liking it.
So maybe, how does that happen? So maybe I understand the wiki system a little less than I thought I did. So they made that page for you, meaning like the fandom people, like they did that, the actual place that you host, is that right?
Right, yes. So I've started getting a lot of cooperation from game studios, whatever they can. for Civilization Beyond Earth, and all that stuff is actually still on the wiki. They actually flew us and over into San Francisco to get a preview press build and get started working on the wiki before release. It didn't happen this time around, but they still helped us creating the site and some of the pages. They don't do the actual hard research, but they are very good at making us some beautiful web pages.
So that's really cool. Okay, yeah, you're teaching me a lot. I did not know that they had really any involvement in it. So they, in a way, kind of do like some of the public relations end of it. Like they can get you guys potential press, you know, your press builds and stuff like that sometimes, to your point.
Right, sometimes. And they do that for, I think, most of their games, honestly. Most of the games where they have a connection with these studios. So 2K games, especially, I know they have a good relationship with 2K.
See, that's so, I had no idea that they were involved. I mean, in my opinion, I thought that they were like as, you know, they could have just been any web host in my, you know, in my brain. I didn't know that they took an active role in, you know, empowering those communities. Just had no idea. That's pretty, pretty cool. So there you go. So if you get really, really involved in it and you pressure fandom, you can, you know, maybe get your Civ press build next time. So start dedicating to the Civ wiki now and submitting stuff. But in all actuality, is there a way for people to get involved in the wiki if they're looking to do that?
Absolutely. Anyone at all can at any moment in time just decide to join. We're really looking for ways to make it easier. And if people have any ideas or things we could do to make it less daunting to start contributing, I'd love to hear it. Right, what I started doing recently is adding more prompts to the pages about what kind of content editors could add there. So on a lot of the Civ 6 pages right now, what you're going to see is a little share your knowledge section, and that's where we really want the community to just contribute everything they know about the game, how they use leaders or units or policies. Just we can fill the wiki with everything, all the information about the game, but that doesn't tell you how to use it. And we will just never be big enough a team to fill all of the pages with a good strategy tips. So this is where we really, really need the community's help more than anywhere else.
So this is great. This is awesome to have you on the show, because I think a lot of people just need encouragement to get empowered to do it. You know, I know from my own standing, like if I go to someone's Wikipedia page and I don't ever assume that I'm the expert here. Like I never assume that I'm the one that knows enough to contribute to it, because, you know, I'm just whatever Joe Schmo Civ player. But there you go. You know, it is kind of a question of manpower in a way, that if you feel confident in the knowledge you're posting there, you know, go for it. Feel encouraged to do that, because otherwise, you know, you guys, your team can't be expected to put up every strategy for every leader. You know, there's just not enough of you. And I'm sure some of you guys don't even play everything in the game. It's just too massive. So for people looking to contribute, there's a way to do that. And I see I'm over on the site right now. So there is in the top right corner, there's a little icon of a person. And I see a register icon there. So you can sign in and register your account. And then I'm guessing they just hop to one of the pages that they know about and they can start writing. And then do you guys... And then how's that work? There's a review process that you guys kind of look over the information to make sure it's intact and correct?
Okay, so on some wikis, there is a formal review process. Mm-hmm. We're not quite that big enough. And our admins are active enough that pretty much every edit, you can expect that someone is going to check over at least once, mm-hmm. especially for new editors. This being said, you don't actually even need to create an account. Even anonymous users can contribute.
Oh, wow.
And every contribution is very welcome. You also don't have to worry about doing it properly. If you're doing things wrong, we'll tell you or we'll correct it for you. So all we really want to know is how you would do things, how you would use all the things in the game. There's no such thing as a Civ 6 expert yet. Everyone who's even played for a few hours has something they can contribute right now.
So there you go. I love it. That is a great point to leave people with for that, because like you said, no one is an expert yet. You go and add your play style. Let us all know that one secret that you found. And so just to give everyone a little point of direction, you guys are at civilization.wikia.com. We'll take you there. Also, you guys are on Twitter at what? That's at civwikia. So W-I-K-I-A. Any other directions or places you'd like to point people to for anything, Yannick? Any of your personal accounts you want to talk about or share for people to find you?
No, I think you about covered it all.
Awesome. Well, for us, I have one 5-star review to shout out for the show. If you are in a country that is not the United States and you're leaving a review for the show, apologies. It takes a little bit extra time. I can't just go into the iTunes store and see your thing. I have to use another piece of software that like polls foreign reviews. So if you post and it seems like I'm ignoring you, it's not intentional. It's just logistics. But an awesome 5-star review. This was from HB Jelly 7 on iTunes and said, "It's great to have all the Civ 6 news consolidated into a convenient and entertaining format. The show's informative, and I love hearing analysis from both a more casual player like themselves and someone who is really into all the in-depth stats and strategies. If you're into Civilization and looking forward to Civilization 6's release, then I highly recommend this podcast. Again, a big thank you to you, HB Jelly 7, for writing that awesome review. If you would like to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, we will go ahead and call you out on the show. Also, we love it when people share the show on Twitter and Reddit. We're having some awesome interactions with people on Twitter. I love chatting with people about what they're doing, and we're doing some fun talking before the release of the game. And I'm going to have to start taking more screenshots, sharing those, and showing what I'm up to. Yannick, I think that about does it for this show. As a reminder for everyone, you can find them at CivWikia on Twitter. We are at Twitter at Civ_cast. I'm there, KyleDempster7. And any feedback you want to send, you can send it to civcastpodcast@gmail.com. Yannick, thank you for joining us on this episode. I appreciate you stepping in and chatting with me about your thoughts on launch. And
thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. So everyone, if you need anything else on the show, KyleDempsterStudios.com is the place to go. Until next time, just one more turn. You're listening to CivCast on the Kyle Dempster Studios Network. For more shows like this, visit KyleDempsterStudios.com.